and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from LA, and we have a live show for you today. Today is March the 27th, 2017, and it is a Monday, and we'll have a live show for you. Looking forward to that today, and can't wait to get into it. So let's start to jump into it. Before we get into the contents of the show, we first have to take care of the essential business of the show, and that is Black Talk Radio Network. We must take care of Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And you could easily do that, ladies and gentlemen, by giving some of your financial energy by way of donations to, BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. You can go there, and on the website, you'll see the donation prompt that's there. And I would definitely suggest and recommend that we maintain the overall direction of this network. And the way that we could do that is by making sure that we are feeding the roots the energy that it needs to bear great fruit. That great fruit, ladies and gentlemen, is edifying to you all. That's why you listen to Tando Radio Show, why you listen to Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought you to by Black Talk Radio Network. So definitely engage in that. It's something that we definitely need to do, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today because of the past weekend's event. And I'm going to jump into that in a little bit. Let me get through the administrative things first and foremost and just tell you all that we had a great time, great event, great seminar this weekend, and I sincerely appreciate all of the Tando Radio Show listeners that came out. It was so good to meet you all in person. I'm going to address you all relatively soon after what's in the news, but after the administrative part of the show. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. It is what has brought us together. It is what we are going to need to continue to use as a tool to keep us together. And you could do that by giving some of your financial energy. And you could do that. Go to the website www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com. Then hit the green prompt that's on the right-hand side that you'll see that says donations, and that will keep the network sustaining itself and growing and maturing into the overall organization that it needs to be in providing you what is essential to our overall prosperity good. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet known as BTR Community. And this is where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected by being data mined, by your identity being sold to any bidder. And no one will ever ask you if you know this person. How many of you are tired of FedBook and all these other organizations? I don't know how many do it. I've got to get off of everything. get tired of, they're sending you a message. Do you know this person? Do you know that person? Trying to get you to rat and trying to put the whole thing together as to establish the web. Very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we don't fall for the destructive natures of the past. So if they're going to ask you, do you know somebody? Just say, I don't know you, and click off of the whole platform. And come on over to BTR Community, where you can highlight yourself, your business, events that you are hosting, or events that you are organizing, or other events that someone else is organizing that you think needs public attention or just needs overall public exposure. You can post things that you think are relevant and important, and you can find out what's going on from within. This is a network that we definitely need to grow. It's only $24 a year to be a member in BTR Community. It's the only place that I post, the only place that I put information out. So definitely I think it's good for you. And I want to thank Scotty for actually putting BTR Community together and us growing this thing into where it is going to, for where it's going to go. It's going to be a very important tool, and it's a pleasure to, in spite of all of everything that goes along with organizing people, the heartache, the pain, the trying financial times, the going without, and everything else. Well, when you start to fulfill what you're supposed to do, that makes it all worthwhile. So let's get there, and let's ensure that we do, and the way that we will be able to do that is by sustaining BTR Community and sustaining Black Talk Radio Network with your financial overall donations, and giving your energy in your overall contributions and your overall membership there. So very, very important. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, if you would like to, since we're not paid as a king, paid as a queen, paid as a lady, paid as a gentleman, but paid as a slave, you don't have to save as a slave. And you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT, Prosperity Mint. Check out what's there in inventory and secure yourself. At the presentation, we had a lot of people that actually bought a lot of silver and gold, so the message is getting out. People are protecting themselves. We are showing people how to become, you know what, it's very important when it comes to banking. I would say this. If you are just an unsecured investor or a depositor into a bank, someone is getting wealthy, and it's not going to be you, regardless of how much you give them. Why not you become your own bank? And if you're going to become your own bank, you got to have your own assets. First, bank you. And that is saving in real money. You could do that at Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT. And just email, you can email me, wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Or you can actually text me, 951-790-8330, and we'll help you. If it's your first time, please leave a number for us to call you back, and that would be greatly, greatly appreciated. Don't go halfway. Let's go all the way, okay? So with that being said, what I want to do is I just want to thank everyone that came out to the private business family business private wealth seminar that we had in over the weekend in here in Dallas. Was a great, great success because of the people that were there, all of the Tando Radio Show listeners that were able to make it. You know who you are, and I just want to say thank you. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed you know, just being around you, conversating, hanging out, having classes with you all, and introducing you to things and opportunities that you know are very, very important. Now you see why I say some of the things that I say on air, and why we have what we have, and what we're growing. It's so, so important. Just want to sincerely thank you all for coming out. And we are going to build even further, And it was a complete pleasure and a honor to meet you all, and just to put names with faces and to further our overall relationships. So much love, much respect. Continue to build, we shall. And I don't think there is any better people than to do. You know, it was so cool, and I just want to say this from everyone. There was not one problem. It was where sincere people came together that resonate and have the same purpose and desire for themselves, their family, and their overall community. And regardless of anything else, that is what is going to be the catalyst for the overall foundation of building that we will have, and the trust in which we will have with each other. And they know exactly what I mean. So amazing, and I look forward to getting out with you all. We are definitely going to continue our overall seminars and getting out to meet you all, engaging, giving you some of the same opportunities that were given to the Tando Radio Show listeners. This weekend there was an exclusive meeting that had scheduled just for the Tando Radio Show and people, and it's just fantastic. And I just want to thank you, Scotty, for maintaining the vision and putting it all in effort. And I really want to thank all of you for being a part of this whole thing, because that is what keeps everything going. So we had a really, really fruitful opportunity. Only thing, I wish we would have had more time to hang out. I was a little busy with you know, taking care of clients and things, and the overall seminar went great. Much love, much respect to my man Sat at Volt Media Group that put things together and made everything go smooth, even though it had the opportunity to go in a different direction. But we both were committed to our obligations to the people that were coming, in spite of the flaws of the temptations and the flaws that people give into. We maintained it and kept going. I just really thank everyone in at Volt Media Group that made sure that this event would not be compromised. And so greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated. So just wanted to say that before we get into the news, what's in the news. We got a caller in queue, and I want to go to this caller, maybe one of the callers that was there at the seminar this weekend. So let me make sure. Welcome, caller. It doesn't say who you are or number. It just says that there's a caller from Georgia. Welcome, caller from Georgia. If you would just say state your name and state your question or comment, we'd greatly appreciate it. And welcome to Tando Radio Show.
Greetings, Brother Dave. This is Mario from Atlanta.
Who?
Mario.
I don't think we know a Mario from Atlanta. Oh, yes, we do. What's up, Mario? My man Mario made the great trip from ATL to Dallas. And I'm going to tell you something, Mario. I had the opportunity to go to dinner with Mario and some of the other Tando Radio Show listeners Friday night. Man, it couldn't have been any better. I'm just so thankful for that opportunity that is going to be a moment in eternity that I truly, truly appreciate, Mario. So, brother, thank you so much for you being who you are, how you resonate by choice, and how you execute your will by choice. But go ahead, Mario.
Man, I just had to call in and let out. Thank you, first of all, because, I mean, it was a wonderful weekend. Love hanging out with you. You know, we got a chance to build, kick some knowledge back and forth. And, you know, the presentations were awesome. And what I really appreciate, and I don't think that all of the people who were invited out to the seminar could really appreciate the knowledge that you were giving them without being exposed to any of your classes, because you were dropping some jewels in there. And I don't think they was really catching on. You know, like being able, you know, to purchase gold and silver, you know, at $1.20, you know, XYZ. I don't think they were really comprehending that. But, you know, me taking your class, I was like, oh, I know exactly. But it was a good refresher, you know, because some of those points I had forgotten. and I just appreciate that. And then the next seminar.
Mario, did you remember when I asked some of the people that were there who were some of the people that had gold and silver, were familiar because they had it and everything else, and they put their hands up. And when that happened, I said, okay, great. For the people that have taken my class, what you need to do is go pat these people on, everyone that you saw that raised their hand, and thank them for the silver and gold that they purchased that they will be giving to you because they don't know what it is that they have. And you got it because you've taken the class and you know exactly what that means.
Knew exactly what you were talking about. While everybody else was looking confused. And I actually thought somebody was going to come up and ask somebody from the class, what did he mean by that? But, you know, because of the way things went down, you know, we went to another great seminar, which built upon what you were telling us. You know, after you get a hold of some actual money and resources, how are you going to protect it? And, man, that was powerful. Along with meeting a lot of the voices, I could put a face to the voices that I often hear on your show. And just to meet these other people who are of a like mind, and, you know, you could tell they had powerful spirits. And, man, it was just dynamic to see people moving in the same direction and to get a chance to build with them. You know, it was really powerful, man. I hope it's the first of many.
Oh, it is. And we're going to do some things in Atlanta. We're going to do some things, you know, throughout the country. We're going everywhere. We're going to Jersey. Big ups, Roz. We're going to be there in Jersey, possibly in June. And we're going to be in we're going to hit Tennessee. We're going to hit Jerry. We're going to hit Brother Bragg. When we go get Brother Bragg, we're going to grab him and the dogs and bring them with us, because Brother Bragg is coming with us. But it was so amazing just to do a lot of the things that we were able to do in the time. And I, you know, there are some people that are very critical and dear to me. And those that came with from Tanda were able to meet some of those people. And what they are able to do is phenomenal. And there's a lot of things I can't say on the radio. But right. Once you listen to us for a while and you come to our seminar, specifically when I put it from where I invite certain people to it, then it all comes in the full circle. And, you know, Mario, a lot of the people that were in the other class, they didn't ask many questions, but do you know most of them have already signed up and have already purchased some precious metals, because they got the importance from, you know, of it all, but they were just they were quiet because they were kind of shocked that, you know, the first time being exposed to some of the lies and the deceptions of the financial illiteracy that is perpetuated in schools.
Well, I think that speaks to a good job you guys did of putting it all together, because you can touch a lot of different people on different levels. So, you know, you could touch the people who are just being introduced and have them see the importance of beginning to get started. And you can have people who have been exposed to it, you know, through your classes or through, you know, the information that you've given on the Tando show, and still be refreshed and understand, okay, well, this is where we're going. I need to get back on that, you know, because Dave, he's still kicking the same truth, you know. So I got to stay on it, and I know I got to go to this next level.
Yeah,
because
and
the
that's
what we're gonna do. Kicking is true. It's all true.
Yeah, yeah. It's there, and it was great to have you and the other members of Tando Radio Show that was there see the private presentation that was given for you guys. Now that kind of put everything where it all comes together. And
man,
you know,
I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, that opportunity is just fierce. And I'm going to say this. It was back when Dr. Dre gave a bunch of cash to the to USC, University of Southern California. I was on Blackonomics at that time. And I know a lot of people were mad. And I said, you know, you got to understand that you don't understand. It's a business reason why he did that. It had nothing to do with the things that are being pushed out in the media. And so this weekend in the private meeting, that came to full fruition for the private meeting in the private session that everyone from Tando was able to have. And believe me, they got it quickly. And they were like, yeah. Oh, shoot. Yes.
And it also cleared up something for me because I wasn't hopping mad, but I didn't understand why he would do that. But after the seminar, it did make perfect sense. But, you know, you always drop a phrase. You know, it's not that they hate you. It has nothing to do with the color of your skin. You know, it's just business. You know, and I understand exactly what you mean now. You got to put yourself in a position to do business. Otherwise, you're just guessing. You just know you're on the outside looking in, and you're just filling in the blanks.
Yes, and there is some real strong hate. There's some real, real strong hate. And what I mean by that, the system itself realizes that it has to have fear and ignorance for it to maintain its overall control. The hate is a byproduct that disseminates itself down to those that the system is keeping ignorant and naive to. Well, they're not keeping them naive. They're not educating them on some of the truths, and they're keeping them in a state of ennui to where the people don't know who they truly are and what their true capabilities are. And so that's where the hate comes in. The hate comes in when you fight for crumbs. When you fight for the system that has been put in place to at your own demise, that's where the hate comes up from. That's where the low energy. And yes, there is hate in it. And believe me, but the thing about it is that once you are able to be self-determining and sovereign, when you become self-determining and sovereign, you don't need the economy. The economy needs you. And that's what's so, so important. And I know there's a lot of people that are listening that don't get that because you weren't at the seminar to get that. But we're going to be bringing that to you. I could say that now to Mario and some of the other people that have been there, and they could see it now for themselves because they were exposed to some of the things that's being done. But, yes, there are some very, malevolent, evil spirits. And people that choose to work out of hate, and they choose to work out of hate because of this reason. They are foolish in nature. The wise heeds good instruction, while the fool learns from experience. And that experience is that continue to resonate that way, and the only thing that you're destroying is you. You're self-destructive. So, man, Mario, looking forward to, you got some of the information. Did you get some of the information that you needed to get?
Yes, I did. I'll be making that call first thing tomorrow.
Okay. I know you will, brother. So chime in, stay on board. And I just want to thank you for being in. We're just going to continue to build. It's never, you know, it's never goodbye, and it's never ending. It's eternity that we're going to work in this, because we're continuous spirits that are eternal. True life can never be extinguished. It just moves.
Most certainly, most certainly. I appreciate you allowing me to express my experiences from this weekend. And, man, I'm just looking forward to continue to build.
Yes, sir. Definitely, definitely. My man, Mario, talk to you in a little bit. And then hit me up, Mario, if you need something, and then so that we could just make sure, you know, seal everything off and let me know how everything's going, okay?
All right, definitely.
And we're coming to Atlanta, man. We're coming to Atlanta. So let's start to structure that out. And I'm not one to say we're coming to Atlanta 5 years late. Let's do this as soon as possible. Let's get, because we the information, and our people have to move in this right now. Right now. Not for my good, but for their own good. So I'm going to get in contact with you, and then we'll structure that out. All right, brother?
Most definitely.
Okay. Much love. Much respect.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay, but we got another caller in queue. Let me go to my man out of Tennessee. Is my man Jerry? What's up, Jerry? What's going on? Welcome to Tando Radio Show, brother.
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
I'm fantastic, brother. Good to hear from you as always. And so, what's going on, Big Jerry?
Man, I was just hearing y'all building on the radio, man. I want to build too. You know, let me
Jerry,
know.
Jerry, you, look, man, you.
There you go with
you're
that.
You're hilarious.
There you go, man.
I love, y'all just don't know. I love Jerry. Jerry is hilarious. Of course, Jerry, man, we coming to Tennessee, man. We are definitely coming to Tennessee because one of the, because you there. And there are some things that I want to introduce you to some people that I know. And I want to introduce you to some of the opportunities. So because you're a builder, Jerry, so believe me, you're definitely was on my mind and the plans to put those, you know, when you build some things, you're going to have your wrought irons. You're going to have your bedrock. You're going to have to be anchored to your bedrock. And brother, you are definitely that. So don't even trip. We are there. Yes, sir.
Man, you come to Tennessee, man, we got to go to the shooting range. That's what we got to do. We got to go to the shooting range. Out at Miss, you've been talking. You're going to have to show me.
You know what, man? No problem. I have no problem sharing that with you to get you in on target, on paper, and you know, and I'm gonna try to be there as well. You're right, Jerry, but we need to do that everywhere. And in the seminars that we're gonna do, what I want to do is do full circle. I'm going to restart the precious metals class and the preparedness class, but I want to do it in person to where we can apply it over the weekend. One day of classroom, next day of you know, doing certain things out in the field. So yes.
I understand, man, because I'm wherever you coming to Tennessee, man, I'm gonna try my best to make it there, and I'm bringing my children with me because they come to the shooting range with me, and I talk to them about this all the time, so they got them a little bucket that they put money in that we're gonna take and change it to real money. Because they know the difference between money and currency. Well, you know, when me and you done had dialogues off of the air, you done talked to them before. So,
my baby,
we gonna do this. And
that's my baby. Okay, Scotty's got a question for you too, Jerry.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Jerry?
How you doing, brother Scotty?
Hey, I'm surviving, man. My question is, did you get some birthday cake? Y'all had a big birthday party in Tennessee, right?
No, we didn't have a birthday party. We didn't have one. I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about.
I'm talking about Andrew Jackson's birthday bash that they had in Tennessee, his 250th birthday party.
Say that again, Scotty.
Andrew Jackson, that poor white trash that came from North Carolina.
Andrew Jackson. No, see, I thought that's what you had said, but see, I feel like you disrespecting me a little bit.
I'm sorry.
No, you know, Jerry, you know, Scotty, just clowning with you.
I know you're coming back
at him. You're supposed to get him back. Go ahead, get him, Jerry.
Nah, we didn't. We didn't get no birthday cake actually, you know what? We don't, the only birthdays we celebrate around here is my children's. I have five of them, so we have five every year. But we don't celebrate the grandmamas, the mothers, the fathers. We don't celebrate none of those. As soon as the children get old enough to know better, they ain't having no more birthday parties. We don't, and we definitely ain't celebrating no old dead white man. That ain't what we doing around here.
Well, you know Scotty knows that. I love Scotty. Did you get some cake? Yeah, I tell you, Jeff, when you got five children, brother, that you only going to get so many of them that we're going to be tough. We ain't got time to celebrate. No, that's the whole year you celebrating, man.
You sure is right. Because my mama don't even look at me crazy no more. The first year, she was like, you ain't gonna bring us nothing? I was like, no. After that, she was like, well, that's how it's going to be. That's how it's going to be. I mean, but, you know, I know about Andrew Jackson. I know about the, because, you know, I'm right here at the bottom of Lookout Mountain where they was looking mm-hmm. through the binoculars through all seven of the states that's around here. You know, we are the lookouts where I'm from. And you can see all seven states, including yours, Scotty. I want to say that it's South Carolina, North Carolina, Kentucky, Virginia, Georgia, Alabama, and it might be Illinois. I can't remember, but it's seven states that we can see from the top of the mountain right here where I stay at.
Say Jackson was up, standing up there saying, now, let me see which one of these tribes land I'ma steal. Oh, we just gonna take it all.
We're gonna take everybody.
That's exactly what he did. And I'm dead serious. For all of the listeners that's listening out there, I'm not joking. Right here where I'm at in Chattanooga, the Tennessee Valley, at the top of the mountain, you can see seven different states. And that's what they used it for. You know, for a long time, I didn't know what that meant. But as I've been studying and getting the information, that's what it was used for. They were spying on folks from a long distance, and they were sending in cavalry to take over those spots. That's why they call, like, we have a it's not a little league, because that's what I was going to say, but it's a semi-pro baseball league that they have, and they call them the Chattanooga Lookouts. And the reason they call them the Lookouts is the same reason that they call the Tennessee Balls basketball college team the Volunteers, is because we volunteered to go and fight. Well, not we, because I wasn't here, but people from Tennessee, they was called the Volunteers because they volunteered to go down there and fight at the Alamo. And the same reason they call this semi-pro baseball team the Lookouts is because we was looking out for everything as far as the Union. I recognized all of that stuff. I done paid attention. I've been studying. And I had been asking you to put me in contact with Brother Roz, man. And Brother Roz been filling my head. It's almost like a syringe. She's just been filling my head with all kind of stuff. So me and him been building.
Roz will do that to you.
Me and him been building on a whole bunch of stuff. But I need a refresher. You know, I need a refresher on the course that we took. You know, me and you had a pack, Dave, and I'm looking to call that in right now. Especially after you done this, so when you come down here to Tennessee, you most definitely got to give me a call, man.
Oh, and for everybody, we're gonna come to Chattanooga because that's where you are. That's where we're gonna come. And Jerry, it was somebody that and this is why I mess up. Somebody wanted to get in contact with you. I think it was either Tommy or it might have been Mario. I'm not quite sure, but someone asked me, and daggone it, I will remember, and I'm sorry.
Did it have something to do with the text links?
No.
Oh, okay. Because we're in close proximity. Okay.
No. Just because they wanted to talk to you. So I will remember who it was, and I'm sorry that I did forget, you know. And I meant to write it down and to make sure, but they will let me know again. So I said that I would give them your number, but I wanted to ask you first if it was okay for me to give your number out. Then I was going to go back to them, and then I knew I needed to ask you, but I forgot who the heck it was that asked me to get in contact with you.
Dave Scotty. If anybody want to get in contact with me, because I don't know if you still have my number, Scotty, but if you don't, I'll send it to you. Dave, I know you have my number. Anybody who want to get in contact with me, send them my number. All I ask is that they send me a text first so I know who they are, because, you know, I be it'd be a few people that be trying to get in contact with me and I don't know who they are. I be getting numbers from all across the country. I'm just an old, simple little country dude. You know, I'm sure y'all can tell by the way I talk. You know, that's all I am. I have a few children, and I just be moving about life like that. That's all it is.
Oh, Jerry, something else. That's why I love Jerry. Jerry, yes, but I wanted to ask you first. I thought it would be okay, but it's not for me to think. And it's just like it's not for us to count somebody else's, you know, bank account or count their or you know, other things that we so often do. But we really need to, and I wanted to extend that respect and courtesy, because I do that for everyone.
I appreciate
if someone asked me to get in contact with Roz or Brother Davis or Brother Braggs, I go to them first and ask them, is that okay? Because that's what we do. You know, that's just the measures of respect that has to go through. So yes, I definitely will remember, and I will get that to you I forgot who it was. So if you listen to Tando, remind me, and I will definitely give you Jerry's number.
Hey, if you worried about counting my bank account, all you got to do is make that first number, and that's as far as I can go. So
I'm with you, Jerry. That's what you're supposed to do, man. I love you. I respect you so much. Much love. Much respect. And but wait, Jerry, was there a comment or something that you wanted to say?
Oh, I made comment.
Before you ate all your birthday cake, ate all the birthday cake that Scotty
mentioned. There you go. See, I made my comment. I told you. I need to be refreshed. That was my comment. Yes. I need to be refreshed. Okay. But I need to talk to you too, Scotty. I'm going to try to find your number in my archives, because I got a couple questions for you off of air, man. Real talk. But
yeah, and I got and I'm glad you reminded me too, Jerry. Scotty, there was a couple of people that were interested in getting on the radio on Black Talk Radio Network. If you can, at some point, sometime.
Yeah, our telephone number, our website is blacktalkmediaproject.org. Okay. The phone number is 704-817-2161. So that's 704-817-2161. And I actually had wrote your number down, Jerry, but I forgot to call you, man, which reminds me, I got to call this lady in New York. Man, I need a...
I know. Hey, Scotty, that's what happens when we, you know, get so busy.
Scotty, real quick.
I'm going to give the number. Go ahead, Jerry.
Real quick, because I don't have a lot of business, so it don't matter who called me. My phone number is 423-987-1989. Very, very simple.
All right, I got it.
All right, yeah. Give me a call, Scott. I want to be with you too, man. I got a couple of questions, because I'm trying to do what you do, man. I'm trying to be where you at.
Okay.
All right.
Much love. Much respect. Much love. Much respect. That's what we do here. So, all right, Jerry, man. Thank you, brother. Continue, if you want to chime in at any other time. Definitely do that. Big ups to my man, Brother Bragg is there. My man Roz is there. Who else is here?
Dave.
Yes, sir.
Dave, real quick. I'm sorry. Brother Bragg.
That's okay.
I need some guidance, Brother Braggs. I've been talking to Brother Roz, and he told me that I need to talk to you. So you another person that I need to talk to. So me and you need to build together, too. I'm just a young brother. I'm trying to learn. I have a whole lot of people that I got to teach. And I'm trying to figure out what I need to teach them. So with that being said, I'm going to put myself on mute, Dave, and I, after the show actually gets started, then I chime in off of that.
Okay, cool. All right, y'all. Much love, much respect to everyone. So who else do I recognize here? Strategic Melon, what's going on? And... a couple of other So that's who I noticed. There's a couple other, but I don't want to make sure I don't make a mistake there. But I see you all. I recognize. Much love, much respect. All right, so let's jump to what's in the news. Let's jump into what's in the news. And then we're going to go ahead and let me just, so we don't have no, oh, good, we got no, okay, we're good. All right, let's jump into what's in the news. And sorry about that. Let me just pull that up. Y'all know already know how, you know, my internet here be tripping. And if you've been in, for those of you that came to Texas, you now know what I mean about slow internet. It's just, you know, bad here. And thank goodness we don't have no storms. So let me just pull up. Oh, man. Here we go. 1 second. And let me just find where we are. And hopefully it will reboot itself. Let me just, oh, it is doing that now. Okay, so we're going to jump into what's in the news. At any time, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. I will see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up, and we will hear what it is that you have to say and question or comment. And like I said earlier, I'm looking forward to building with you all. Let me tell you what we plan on doing real quick while it's loading up. What I want to do is I want to go throughout the country and meet as many as you as I possibly can. For the people that listen to Tando Radio Show and don't listen to Tando Radio Show, and then to actually engage in the preparedness and precious metals side, and also to where you can strategically position yourself to control everything around you are the critical things. And one of the reasons why we always are clamoring to own things when we should be silently controlling everything. The person that owns everything is just as broke as the person that has nothing in the bank account, nothing that they have. And I hate to put it that way, but in actuality, that's very true, because it's only a matter of a couple of events or any formalized agenda, and then that person will be moved to that same position. Because when you own, you actually put yourself in a position of disadvantage when the system has taught you that it is a position of advantage. Let me make sure you mute yourself, everyone. I got another caller here. I'm about to go to that caller in a second. I see you there, Tommy. I'm coming to you in a second. So the key is to control. There was a saying that Mayor Rothschild said, and was very, very true. He says, "I care not who makes the laws when I control the money supply. I care not about laws who makes the laws if I control the money supply." And we need you to be able to be in a position of controlling money supply, assets, and your overall prosperity that you're going to leave as heir. We got another caller in queue. It's my man out of Georgia. Another brother I had such a pleasure of hanging out with. Tommy, welcome to Tando Radio Show, brother.
Yes, sir, Brother Dave. How you doing, brother?
Good. So good to hear you and Mario, and finally now have a much deeper relationship with from. And I was telling Mario, you know, when we went to dinner, on Friday evening. I went to dinner with Mario and Tommy and Tommy's family. And man, just being able to sit there in the midst of that was so, you know, it's one of those life moments. And I truly, truly appreciate and thank you and the family for coming down and having the chance to actually start to build and to collaborate and to actually consummate the overall agreement between us as to where we're going and what we're going to be doing and what we're going to be giving energy to. Because collectively, together, there isn't anything that we can't build. And you are a very, very strategical part of that, Tommy. And I just want to say, brother, I sincerely, with great respect and much love, are glad that we had this opportunity to be who we're supposed to be. And you make it easy in doing that, brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, brother. And, you know, through our conversation, I definitely feel the same way about you. And I know Brother Mario was just on the phone, and with him and my father and my brother Reggie, we, you know, had discussions on the way back, and we definitely felt that the sincerity that you come over through with this radio is even more so when you get in person. You know, your vibration is positive, and they're just good things that are floating around in the atmosphere when you're present. So we definitely want to show you that love and let you know we definitely appreciate the effort and energy that you put in, because Brother Dave, man, you don't toil in the dark when everybody else is asleep, and put in effort and energy that is waking people up. So that can never be overlooked, brother. And, you know, we want to appreciate you, let you know we appreciate you for that. But let me tell you one thing I observed, and I thought that was real powerful. There was that one sister there that was a part of the Tando group, the one sister who came in and brought her sister with her. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. And I won't say their names because they're not here. I know. Yes.
Right. And what was so powerful, when I sat there and thought about it, how the older sister was informed and was up on knowledge, and she knew her spirit guided her to what was best for her and to come to what was best for her. But she also grabbed her sister because she wanted this good thing and this great thing for her sister to have it as well. And that there speaks to her character and her energy, and that's the mindset that we all, and that's the mindset that we all have to be on, that we should want for our brother and each other the same thing we want for ourselves, so that we as a people can get to or get back to where we once were. And I just want to, you know, let you know it was positive, man. I'm looking forward to meeting more people in this network. Brother Scotty, I definitely would like to meet him. I know there would be some positive energy being in his presence. Brother Jerry, Roz, Brother Bragg, Brother Davis, I just would really be able to enjoy to meet more that's in our circle. But I know that's definitely what we're working on, and brother, it's positive, it's powerful, and, you know, I just know that it has a divine reason. Hey, and I'm stepping into it.
Yeah, and you know what I loved about is that this actual seminar was something that you could come away with to build for your true prosperity for your family. I'm not putting anyone down on the things that they do, but the thing about this is that you want to be structured to have control of everything. Then you don't have to fight and go to war for anything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Dave. And that's another thing. The material that the gentleman presented, like you said, I'm not going to get into the names because, you know, there's levels to things. But the material that was presented and the information is mind-blowing. If you look at the mind control of where they got the masses of the people when it comes to the understanding of how the system is truly being ran, it's just mind-blowing. And the information and the tools that you guys are providing to be able to help people to protect themselves in different aspects of their lives, and not only that, put different people in a position to where we can collaboratively work together, man, that's powerful, man. So, you know, I would encourage anybody out there listening to Tando Radio that if they didn't get an opportunity to come to this seminar, that they, wherever Brother Dave announces the next seminar, that they do their best, if it's somewhere close to them and it's feasible, to get there, because time is running short and that information is empowering. And that's the bottom line. It's empowering, brother. And it's strong. And I was just so impressed, mind blown, light bulbs going off, man.
I saw your light bulb.
It was
so funny, Tommy. I mean, because Tommy, it was like putting the pieces, the missing pieces, to a part of the puzzle. Not all of the missing pieces, but some very significant missing pieces to the puzzle together, to where you come across, now you realize, you can start to realize that I am sovereign. I am self-determining. This is nothing more than a tool that that is an accent and accentuates that and magnifies that. and we have to operate that way. So we're going to bring that. We're going to run all over the place. And, you know, we don't get to sleep. We definitely going to be sleepwalking, as my man T tells me. Dave, he said, we don't sleep. We sleepwalk. We're going to be sleepwalking across this whole country. We're going to have a different Chitlin circuit because it's a must. It's a must. And it's not going to be just for one or two people. Everybody is going to be a winner when they come out of this because it's a level of things. And it's just even from where you are, you'll be able to collaborate with other people to get to some of the bigger things that you need to do. All it takes is your free will and your overall sacrifice to do it.
Yes, sir.
Be willing to sacrifice to do it.
And one more thing, Dave, I run. And also, it confirmed that, you know, we all are on our own different paths. But it confirmed to me that I'm moving in the proper way on my path. Because
right.
My path is leading me to people like you and to people similar to you and people who have the same consciousness as this group, like Brother Davis and Jerry and Ramon and people who want to build. That's also a big indication for myself. Tommy, keep pushing down this road because it's moving in the right direction.
So true. And Tommy, you pushed up the road to come here. I mean, you pushed down the road to get here, and you pushed up the road to get back, and I appreciate you. Give my regards to your father and to your brother, and we'll see you soon. We're definitely going to be coming to Atlanta, and I was telling Mario, let's go ahead and start putting some things together, and let's start formulating a calendar. And what I do want to say for the people that are listening to Tando Radio Show, if you would like to for us to come to where you are, just let us know, and we'll start working together to do that. And there, you know, we do share in some of the overall proceeds that come from that. We will share with you to help you to do that for your time and your energy and everything else, because there's a sacrifice that needs to be made. And so just if you'd like to get in contact with me, you can reach out to me, 951-790-8330. You can text me or you can call me. Or you can text me, leave me a message, and I can definitely get back to you. Or you can email me, wolf6pack1@gmail.com. So while my man, while everybody was eating, they were all eating, I didn't get to eat, which was cool because the seminar people had really, you know, they were buying a bunch of precious metals and getting the classes. So we were stuck there. So I didn't get to spend time with some of the Tando people because of that. So, but we're going to structure this completely and get out to you all. And I'm going to tell you, people are starting to realize the importance of their overall, how strong their energy is and what that really commands. And they want to actually, there are many people, it's not about fear. You know, we break the fear. It's about confidence. And it's about love of self, confident to know that the things that you, the lies that you were taught have no bounds over you. So that's very, very important. So
Dave,
much love, much respect to you, Tommy. And we'll talk to you soon. We got Scotty that's there real quick. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this story. It was in posted in BTR community I shared the other day about this handyman killing this woman and her son and robbed them of 1,700 ounces of silver, man. So when you, when I heard you mention about how do you protect it, you know, I was like, man, you know, is this something I need to know? I mean, should you have a floor safe or something? But I immediately thought about you when I read that story. You know, I think it was something like 1,700. They had 1,750 ounces of silver. And I guess the handyman was there to work on something, and he found out they had that silver, and he come back and killed them and stole it.
Yeah, that's one thing you never want to do is you never want to keep it where you live. You never, ever want to keep it where you live, and you never want to keep it exposed to people that, you know, you never want to show people where you do keep it. And so there's a lot of different things, and it's a real big security thing. I give that in private consultation with people, because, you know, even on Tando Radio Show, when it comes to clients and everything else, they're so important to me that there's some things, there's a lot of things I don't talk about and I don't say on air, and it's for a reason. But yes, I will say this, you never, ever, ever want to keep it where it can compromise you and your family. And you want to, there are many different things that you can do, and you never bring anyone around your overall that, you know.
Because I was wondering, Dave, I was like, what was they doing? Was they bragging to this dude about how much silver they had? Did they have silver bars laying around the house? I mean, how he know?
Yeah, because they told him, and they told him where it was, and, you know, what happens in a lot of those. So, or Scotty, it could have been that they were careless, and, you know, because I'm going to tell you, and I'm glad you said that, because there's a story that's what's in the news about the largest gold coin was just stolen over the weekend from the Germany Museum. And let me tell you, as this economic collapse happens, you know, I keep my stuff away from myself and my family. I keep it away from myself and my family. And then not only that, you know, you always want to, you know, protect yourself. But that's what you have to do. And as it becomes more and more significant and important, you know, you're going to see more of that. Why? Because it's truly valuable. It's truly valuable. And so, yeah, there are definitely strategical things that you need to be doing. I would definitely say, I will say this, don't keep it where you stay. Do not keep your medals where you stay. There are things that you can do will help you with that, and that will be part of the overall precious metals class. And I talk to that individually. If someone ever asked me that question in public, I don't give a real answer on it because I don't know who's listening. And I would say, and I'm glad Scotty did it, but for you all, there are some things that you should be whispering. Okay, and no one needs to know where your stuff is. And so I would definitely say that. But, yeah, we're going to see a lot of that growing. We're going to see a whole lot of that growing and because that's where we are. Cash is monopoly created by a private bank for their interest, adverse to your interest. The metals, you become a bank. And not too many of us are thinking about becoming a bank. We're thinking about depositing in a bank because we think we own an account. Shoot. Nowhere near the truth. So great, great point, Scotty. But, yeah, we got to be wise about this. Got to be wise about this. So we're going to definitely touch on that probably a little later in the week. But I'm glad Scotty brought that up because it coincides with – one of the stories from today and what's in the news. So let's jump into what's in the news. Oh, no, we can't. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back out of the commercial break, we're going to jump into what's in the news. And then we're going to jump into today's show. And we got to have a part two. We got my man, Brother Davis, in Q. Brother Davis, hold on. I don't want to break you in which you're going to be and bringing to fruition for us all in the great fortune that's going to be coming there. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, Brother Davis, we're going to come right to you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Okay.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., and if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and just hit star. I will see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. And we got Brother Davis is there online in queue. Want to go to Brother Davis. So we're going to go to Brother Davis, and then we're going to jump into the show. Brother Davis, welcome to your platform, our platform that we share with everyone else because it's their platform. Welcome to Tando Radio Show as usual, my brother.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Always hey, listen, good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother. Yes, Brother
absolutely.
Davis.
Absolutely. I just wanted to add a little bit of understanding to the thought process of securing precious metals. You have to understand and think in terms of layers of security. And one of the main layers of security that people are victimized by is because they give dimension to people they meet that they have no idea who they are. So you shouldn't even, that topic should never even come up. As well as you might have a dog or you might have a secure, strong box or you might have a safe in some other area. All of these things should seriously be thought about. And when I do business with silver or gold, I only take exactly what I need. And if I don't need it all or just to show leverage, I only bring enough to let them know I'm serious. And these things are called levels of security you want to keep in mind anytime you're dealing with precious metals. I wanted to add that real quick, Dave. I'm going to get back into the queue and listen.
So true. Thank you, Brother Davis. That is exactly. And let me tell you what Brother Davis is really, really saying. And because Brother Davis is, you know, it's absolutely right with the levels of security. One of the things that is incumbent upon you is that you don't always have to say what it is that you really have. Like if you have some, how do I protect this or that? You don't really need to say that. You need to find the means of protection and develop a level of security without as many people that you possibly should know what it is that you're doing, okay? This is why, you know, with dealers such as myself, we have to have it, you know, at a location away that gets, you know, shipped to our clients. Can't keep that stuff with us. You know, if I ever do something, a small trade show, I only have, you know, something relatively small to interact the business. But that is exactly right. Layers of security is so, so important. Now, let me tell you something. This is something you're going to continue to see, and you need to be mindful, and you can find out how to do it without actually saying what it is that you're doing. And just think about it and have a – only people that should know what you're doing and how you're researching. Just because you're researching on something doesn't mean that you need to tell why you're researching it, okay? So very, very true. You got to have levels of security for yourself and your family, and you got to start thinking about that now. So, so very important. So as always, the wise words and the wise instructions from Brother Davis, that's always here on Wise Wednesday. So we know why that is. So definitely. Thank you, Brother Davis. And Jerry, I remembered who it was that wanted to get in contact with you. So I will definitely reach out. I will send them your number and I will send you their number. So remember who it was. Okay. So we had another caller that was in queue out of Florida. If you wanted to unmute yourself and come back on. Definitely, we're open to that. Give us unmute yourself, and we'll get going. Until then, oh, there we go. Welcome, caller out of Florida. What is your name? What is your question, or what is your comment?
Dave, this is Russell, man. Russell Simmons. Hey, how you doing?
Big Russ, what's going on,
bro, man? It's just big ups, man. I just came in when Tommy came in and commented. Man, the brother so eloquently laid it out. There's nothing I can add except that I came with great expectations, and they were like way outdone, man. And just that, you know, the people I met, beautiful. I'm just looking forward to everything, man. My brother Tommy, he just nailed it down, man. Microphone is not smoking; it's like burnt.
And you know, Russ, man, everyone loves meeting you and Linda and just hanging out with you all. And we're definitely going to continue to build. And I'm so glad that you were there, had an opportunity to meet you, the real Russell, you know what I, you know, the rest of it.
That's right.
I look forward to it. Did you get the information that I sent you? The number?
Yes, I did. Much appreciated. We heading that way. We're moving forward.
Okay, good. So, man, Big Russ, continue, and looking forward to what we designated as our journey and as our obligation and as our responsibility. So much love, much respect to you. We got another caller in queue. Hit me up a little bit later, Russ. Sorry, I missed it last night. You know I went to bed early, man. You know me.
That's all good, man. You needed to, man. You're running your battery hard.
You know what's so funny about some of the tents? There were some people in Canada, they know my dad going, man, it's so funny. They said, what, you getting sleepy now, huh, Dave? It's so, there was one sister, she knew, she said, well, you should be getting sleepy right about now. I was dying. It's just, that's my fam. They know, and it's so cool. So much love, much respect. Give my regards to the queen.
I will. And she's looking next forward to. Can't hear right now, but I let her know.
That's right, and we're looking forward to it, Russ. Big ups, and thank you for being a part of it all. And I'm glad that you it would surpass it your expectation. And I'm gonna tell you, man, I was laughing at you at the faces that you were making. Just it's so cool. You know, to see when people start to connect the whole dots, and they were like, oh, shoot, okay, I got it. And it, I wish, you know, you all could have seen Russell's face at different times because he knew something wasn't right, and he knew something was and then it put the print, and it was, and he was like, yep, that's it. I daggone it. I felt it, but I couldn't. Really, but now I have more information to make better decisions on, or to make a decision that's in my best soul interest. And that's what that was really about, and not being misled by the institutions of retard schooling, as Brother Bragg likes to say. And speaking of Brother Bragg, we got Brother Bragg in queue. Let's go to Brother Bragg. Welcome, Brother Bragg, to Tando Radio Show, your home. What's going on, Brother Bragg?
Good day. I made the call. It's a good day. That's all I require. Hey, I just want to say a couple of things. Y'all know y'all building as usual. I posted like 5 stacks of books for the sister who said, what am I reading? I went on my bookshelf this morning. And I stacked them just so she could see, which and I might do it again, but it's a lot of work because then I have to put them all back. I can't tell because I got so many books in the first place. But I put a bunch of stacks on here so you can see what be running through my mind. And there's
the tree of life. See.
Yes, sir. That's right.
The tree of life runs through your mind.
So below, remember what connects the heavens to the earth. It's the roots from those trees.
So true.
Yes, sir.
So true. So, Brother Bragg, I don't know if you heard. Jerry wanted to.
After the show, I'll hit you, and I'll get Jerry's number. You can give him mine, or I'll give it to him.
Okay.
You can definitely bill. No problem. You know that's no problem.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it came from you. And Strategic Melon, Brother Bragg had posted what you had asked about the some of the books and everything else. So he's posted it there. Inside of where did you post it? Did you put it on Facebook or did you put it? Where did you put it, Brother Bragg?
I put it on Tando.
He put it on. Go on Tando, Strategic Melon, and you'll see some of the books that he was referencing from his great show that he had the other day. It was last Thursday and Friday. Brother Bragg was on, and Brother Davis was on Wednesday, his usual spot. And she said, "Thank you, King." To you, Brother Bragg.
Oh, peace, no problem. Hey, look, Dad, one more thing. I'm going to fade into blackness.
Peace. Much love, much respect. Brother Bragg, I'll hit you up right after the show as well. Because we need to conversate real quick, and I'll get you Jerry stuff and everything else. Much love, much respect. Sincerely appreciate you. Man, I sincerely appreciate you all. I've had, you know, some opportunities. I got to meet the first family that would be the Davises. Had the opportunity to meet them. Haven't had the opportunity to, but I've never not known, just like everyone here, never not known you all. Haven't had the opportunity as yet to meet some of you, but I will. Brother Bragg and Roz and Jerry and everyone else, you know, that's here. The VP, Strategic Melanin, all you guys, Deborah and everyone. I'm going to definitely make that. We're going to make that happen, and I'm looking forward to it. So let's jump into what's in the news. What's in the news? First one is my man Roz posted this one. It says the high-tech new 1 pound coin is impossible to fake. Yeah, they're going to be trying to, because of what's going on in technology, the Royal Mint is going to actually change up some of its overall technology inside of some of the precious metals. But believe me, let me just say this. As you know and I know, you can't trust nothing that you don't know. Be educated, not schooled. Very, very, very important. So I'm glad Roz posted this. Very, very true and very, very important. But let me pull this up real quick. I have an idea what they're going to be using because of just some of it says the new pound coin arrives tomorrow. It is so highly technical, it's impossible to fake. Key last words. That's the key last words. Do not, when you're suspicious of the system, you are in a position of what? Advantage. Very, very important for you not to have blind faith just because they say there's some technology or this or that. You got to have your own vetting process. So real quickly, there's 30 billion coins in circulation across the UK. Of these, 1.6 of the coins and millions are fake. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot of fake silver and gold that's out there. One of the things is that we test our overall silver and gold, why you should be purchasing from us. Let me tell you a real quick story. Someone had a fake coin, and they had the nerve to tell the other person. I'm going to tell you, a person tried to pass me a fake coin. And I said, listen, this is a fake coin. And he said, well, you had a good price for it. I said, okay, listen to me. If it's fake, it's overpriced. No matter what the price is, it's fake. And I said to him, did you test it? He said, no. He said, well, I did. And he says, okay. That's all he could say. Okay. So there are, this is why one thing with us is that we have to test. So sometimes people try to pass us. They may not know that it's fake, or they may know. That's not the overall answer. But we don't. And there's a lot of people that are price sensitive about things, and then you're going to get burned at the appropriate time because you're going to find out that there was a reason why, because it was overpriced. That fake whatever you bought is overpriced for what you paid for it, because it never was real silver, gold, platinum, palladium, or rhodium. So there is much of this that's going on. So it says to combat this, the coin is being replaced by Royal Mint with a new version that is intends to reduce the number of forgeries. From March the 28th, a new pound will be introduced. So check out that article that's there. Big ups to my man, Roz. And this is some of the things that is going. And believe me, this is one of the ways that you never say never because don't have blind faith in this whole thing. Now, they may have some technology that they'll use to ensure that it is, but yes, but believe me, there is someone that is going to create and say that it is, and they're still going to have it in fake, the fake design of it all. But I haven't read this article, but I understand what it is that they're going to be doing. So, but just so you know, we test all of our silver and gold, and it is a sophisticated way in which we test it. Okay, so check out that they plan on using lasers with this whole thing. So definitely check out that article. Big ups, thanks, Roz. That came from weird.uk. Why is this so important? Because they're telling you they're going to be injecting the market with a lot of fake silver and gold. Why do you think they're going to have fake silver and gold, ladies and gentlemen? Because silver and gold is going to be an asset of protection. It is going to be able to protect your wealth. It's going to be highly sought after, and that's why you have fakes. That's why you have fakes. So nobody fakes anything that's worthless. Just saying. So next article. North Carolina bathroom bill is closer than most might think. Rod sent this one. Check out that article. Next article. My man Rod posted, one plug, three bugs allows attackers to hack your phone with malicious charges. Everything is hackable, this whole hacking thing, and goes right along with, you know, what we talk about here, trying to protect. And you know what's so funny? Just you all, a lot of the stuff, you know, when Raj throws stuff into our page and everything, it's stuff that we resonate with and without even speaking about it. You know, sometimes Raj will I'll post some stuff about the show, what the show is going to be about, and Raj will already have some stuff that, you know, because it's crazy how that works. And some of it is without us even talking. And same thing with Brother David, same thing with Brother Bragg. Well, you know, it's amazing. So this is truly, truly so important. So next article, Roz put in from Weird again. Scientists hack human cells and reprogram it like a computer. Very, very, very important. So next article, I posted a picture of the largest gold coin in the world. Is the $1 million Canadian maple leaf, and it was stolen. And I showed you a picture, and then the article really quickly is this article comes from the local.de, which is a German publication, and it says that over the weekend, it says the 1 million gold coin stolen from iconic Berlin Museum. Thieves stole a gold coin with a face value of almost 1 million and a weight of 100 kilograms of Berlin's of gold. But let me tell you, the value of it is far past 1 million euros. This coin is huge. It's the biggest, largest coin. Is known as the big maple leaf. It's a commemorative piece issued by the Royal Canadian Mint in 2007. It's the largest gold coin. Check that out. And it was stolen. Now, remember when the guy stole the 85 pounds of gold flakes in New York? They caught him. Let me give you a clue here. If they don't catch the people that did this relatively soon, you know what it is, right? It's at a museum. This was an inside job, ladies and gentlemen. Why was it an inside job? Because they're starting to steal iconic and relevant silver and gold because of where. They know what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. They know what's going to happen. There's so many layers to this story. It ain't what it appears to be. It ain't what it appears to be. So, come on, man. Stole it from this so-called museum. And if you ever seen this museum, the overall security around that gold coin is immense. Come on, man. You mean to tell me they've got – really? Come on. So there's a whole lot more to it. And what it should be telling you is telling you to read between the lines of the overall importance of protecting yourself and what the key elements of protecting yourself are. It ain't cash. So check out that article. And I posted a picture there of what the coin looks like. so that you can see it. It's a Canadian maple leaf. So check out that. Next article. From Strategic Culture, are America and China destined for war? Check out that article. Sorry, we're running late. I don't know if we're going to be able to do today's show, but we're going to get back to it for sure. But we're going to try to do as much as we can. We'll have a part two tomorrow. Sorry about it. Just is a lot over the weekend. But next part of what's in the news. And let me tell you this real quick, why I do what's in the news. I do what's in the news so that you'll have an idea of what's happening and some of the things that I think that are important for you to pay attention to. Does that mean that it's everything that's important and what you should be paying attention to? No. It's just some things that substantiate and validate why we talk about what we talk about from a prepper's point of view here on Tando Radio Show. So what's in the news, even though a lot of the news is fake, it's key to understand that the mainstream media is very, very important to you. I have different advisors, and one of my advisors is a fool, what I consider a fool. Why is that so important? Is because I always want to know, first person that I call about different things or ask them for counsel, is I ask the fool first. And it's not from the technical point of being, a derogatory assessment to someone, but I do it from that standpoint, from this standpoint. I want to know what the fool thinks so that I won't do with their overall advisement is. So I ask them what they think so that I will know what not to do. And mainstream media is the fool. I want to know what they think, so I'll know what not to do. Okay? Sometimes you also have your wise, but sometimes your wise can be the fool and your fool could be the wise. You have to be able to distinguish the difference between the two because you can be the fool or the wise. Very, very important. Just wanted to lay that out. So this is why we do what's in the news. Next article from, very, very important article. This one comes from WirePoints.com. Is bankruptcy for state of Illinois an answer? So check this out. Illinois is definitely having some major, major problems. Could a formal bankruptcy proceeding for the state of Illinois be the answer to its fiscal crisis? And this is only going to go, Illinois is going to go, and the rest of the states as well. And then we're going to get into the untied states of America. Next article from PwC.co, UK Economic Outlook. Check out that article, and it has everything to do with a lot of with robotics. Why are they saying robotics, ladies and gentlemen? Because they plan on having a depopulation program and have robots do what you were doing in the past. So they won't need the overall general population as large as it is. Read between the lines. Next article. Killer article comes from Business Insider. Scientists have turned spinach leaves into a beating human tissue, heart tissue, excuse me, a beating human heart tissue. Researchers have successfully used spinach leaves to build a functioning human heart tissue, complete with veins and can transport blood. Check out that article. Next article, Syria threatens Scud missile strikes if Israel airstrikes continue. The overall World War III that's going to turn into global nuclear war one is expanding. Next article from New York Times, Trump's become ensnared and furied by GOP civil war because of the health care thing, and it's all a facade. Next article comes from Bloomberg. Let me pull this up. Bloomberg, White House said to prepare to blame Ryan for the health care bill failures. And let me just say this. This is a strategical play here, ladies and gentlemen. Remember what happened on March the 15th, the debt ceiling, and the warning that we were given about that and why you need to prepare yourself for it? Well, what you're going to see that this whole charade of the health care bill, whatever side you want to be on, doesn't really matter. This is going to offer them the plausible deniability to have government shut down. Why? Because it's the overall
displacement and divestment in the U.S., the United States, is taking place. And this is the economic collapse that is going to come before the where the everyday person can see that, uh-oh, it's too late, and I'm in a world of trouble. And this is how they're going to have plausible deniability for when the economy, when the economic collapse starts to speed up, part of it is going to be blamed on this here. This is going to say, this is going to lead into a government shutdown. But the real reason why the government shut down is because it's been turned off. You need to know that to prepare yourself and your family accordingly. Next article from Natural News. What could go wrong? Genetic modified mosquitoes to swarm Houston in the latest Zika hoax. Check out that. Next article. Arise posted this one from theconversation.com. How our artistic ancestors played an important role in human evolution. So check out that article, my man Ross. Next article comes from CIO, and this is one I think Ross posted this also or made mention of this last Friday when we did the cyber wars show. Wasn't Friday? Can't remember. Yeah, was then. Yeah, it was Friday. Hackers threaten to wipe out millions of Apple devices and demands a ransom. A group of hackers is threatening to wipe out data from millions of Apple devices in 2 weeks if the company doesn't pay $150,000. This is why is this saying this, ladies and gentlemen? Because they're getting you used to that happening. Heads up. Heads up. That is going to be a part of it all. So check out that story. Next article, DEA approves synthetic marijuana for big pharma companies against legalization. So check out that article. And this whole thing with this synthetic. Synthetic means death, ladies and gentlemen. Plain and simple. Next one. This one comes from thetimes.co. And the White House have responded to this article where it says that celebrity figurehead Trump had handed celebrity figurehead Merkel a bill for a bill for it for Germany's lack of support in NATO. And this is what the Times article out of Germany says. Germany slams intimidating €300 billion White House bill. So check out that article. This is a part of the play of the purge, ladies and gentlemen. And what happened was that the White House said that they denied giving Merkel any kind of bill. $300 million bill was false. It was a false $300 million bill because it was €300 million euros that was given. That's a big difference. See. All in how you phrase the question and how you answer it. Next article. This from the Denver Post. ISIS drones are threats, but Pentagon braces to face more advanced suicide aircraft. Check out that article. Next article from RT International. Canada to legalize cannabis for recreational use in 2018. So read between the line, ladies and gentlemen. Next article. RT. U.S. sending 200 more troops to Mosul for advice and assistance in missions. This overall war paradigm is really blowing up. Next article come from Sputnik News. Europe's 20 largest banks all use tax havens to save billions. Why? And they use that against you. Check out that. And it's not only them, it's everyone. Next article, and we're going to talk about this one in the last 15 minutes of the show and open up the lines the last 30 minutes of the show. Very, very important. And this is, to me, it was very important. Today's show is what's good for the goose is good for the gander. America soon to be in receivership. And this is because from Sputnik News, turnabout is fair play.
Iran strikes back at U.S. with economic sanctions. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of this, we're going to jump right into this, and that is going to be what we're going to talk about for the remainder of the show, and then we will probably pick this up in part two tomorrow. This is very, very significant because it's not the U.S. that's in receivership, ladies and gentlemen. It's your standard of living and your quality of life that is going to be received upon by others. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And sorry that the show went a little long outside of the subject of it all, but this is sometimes what happens with shows, and we'll get to what we're going to get to at the appropriate time. It's very, very important that we do what's spiritually correct and follow that guide and that energy. Much love, much respect. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. What's up, my man, Mel? Sorry we didn't get to connect this weekend, but we will connect. Don't worry about it and keep your head up. We're going to definitely do it. And so it's just a matter of time, my man. All right, so we're going to jump into today's show. I want to read this article, very, very important. Turnabout is fair. Play. Iran strikes back at U.S. with economic sanctions. Do you remember, ladies and gentlemen, when I said that that was exactly going to happen a while ago? You remember when I said that? Watch, pretty soon the rest of the world will be sanctioning the United States. Here is the first time that this has ever been talked about on this level. And it is going to be, why are they doing this? Because they can do it, and they have the wherewithal and the support to do it now. This is going to be the new trend. And it's going to be you, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to feel the effect of that, because that's what the system wants. What's good, today's show is, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. America soon to be in receivership, because this is another example of what we talked about a year ago that was going to be happening, that you needed to keep an eye out on as an indicator and a marker as to where we were economically and geopolitically before the stuff hit the fan, before things go in a different destructive direction. So here's this article from Sputnik. Refusing to act as some sort of punching bag for the United States government, Iran has implemented a set of retaliatory sanctions against a number of prominent U.S. companies. The punitive measure is apparently meant to show Washington that Tehran will not bow in the face of the host of sanctions imposed against the Islamic Republic. It goes on. The sanctions imposed by Tehran target 15 American companies, including Bentai, United Technologies, Raytheon. And if you know anything about Raytheon, you know who they are. That's the war apparatus, major war apparatus. IT Corporation, Remac Real Estate, Magnum Research, Car Arms, M7 Aerospace, Lewis Machine and Tool Company, which is a firearm company, Daniel Defense, Bushmasters Firearm in International, and Mossberg and Son, and HS Precision, a lot of weapon companies. According to a statement issued by the Iranian foreign minister and citing by the Islamic News Agency, the sanctions were imposed to companies directly or indirectly involved in the brutal atrocities committed by the Zionist regime Israel and the occupied Palestine state, and for the support they provide for the regime's terrorist actions and Israel's development of the Zionists on the Palestinian soil and against Resolution 2334 adopted by the United Nations Security Council. The Iranian foreign minister also condemned the recent measures taken by the United States administration to impose one-sided extraterrestrial sanctions against Iran and non-Iranian individuals and institutions, arguing that the U.S. sanctions were based on fabrications and illegitimate pretexts and amount to a move against the international regulations as well as the world and spirit of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The Islamic Republic of Iran accepted no restrictions imposed against its efforts to protect its dignity, territorial integrity, and the security of the people, the minister declared. The sanctioned companies were barred from any agreements with the Iranian firms, and their assets in Iran can now be seized by the authorities. Also, the former and current directors of said companies are no longer eligible for Iranian visas. Now, you would say, what does that, why does that matter? That's not really what's happening. Yes, that is, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Iran actually in sanctioning the United States because it's going to grow into it. And Iran wasn't the first ones to do it. I mean, they're the first ones to do it, but they weren't the first ones to hint at it. You know who was the first ones to hint at it as of recently? It was Mexico. Mexico is thinking about and probably will seize all of the U.S. foreign companies' assets within Mexico. That's sanctions, y'all.
Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I think it's important to note specifically what Iran said, the reason why they were putting these sanctions on them. And they said because of U.S. human rights violations and also because of their support for Zionist Israel, which is a racist apartheid nation. And so, so this could be part of the global BDS movement, which I was thinking about last night, saying, you know what, we need to start a BDS movement for the institutions supporting legalized slavery here. You know, when we think about slavery post 1865, we know insurance companies was in on it and what have you. Well, besides their investment in private prison companies, there are six banks that also underwrite their insurance. That if they were not underwriting their insurance, then these places would have to go out of business because they couldn't be insured. And I'm saying to myself, I finally got my mother after 6 months of lobbying, Ma, you're going to take your money out of Wells Fargo. They invest in slavery, you know. I mean, I'd just be, you know, every once in a while, I'd be like, when you going to get your money out? And she finally did. But do you know, I mean, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, I forget the other three names, JP Morgan. Yeah, they're underwriting the insurance that allows these private prison slavers to operate. And I was like, you know, that's totally within our power to eliminate. If we could just get people to take their money out, to boycott, divest from these banks, you know, sanction them for practicing slavery still. Because, you know, we talk about when we think slavery is a thing of the past, we be like, well, if I lived back then, I would have been part of the Underground Railroad, or I would have been down with John Brown, or I would have done this, or I would have done that, when slavery is staring us right in the face. And there's so many of us who ain't willing to even take your money out of bank.
You know what, Scotty, it's so true, because I know I need to move. You know, some of my things business-wise and everything else. because it has to be done. It absolutely has to be done. And this is the start of it all. And this is only going to gain momentum. This is only going to, other countries are going to follow this. Mexico started it in the modern, but Iran is pushing it. And then guess what is going to happen? They're going to start to move that way and sanction the U.S. for all of its overall crimes against him. This is the purge.
Right.
And you're absolutely right, Scotty. You're absolutely right. This is what should be done. This is the only way that you're really going to make it. Let me tell you something about big businesses. Profitable businesses don't go out of business. In order for them to maintain their overall profit, they will change their business before they will go out of business. And that is so, so true, Scotty. So
that's like private prisons. Private prisons trying to get ahead of the game in the push to decarcerate the country. I'm not a reformer. I'm an abolitionist. You can't reform slavery. You have to abolish it. But what them private prison companies is doing, though, they diversifying and getting into, you know, the ankle bracelet business, to where then, you know, they make profit from the little ankle bracelet they going to put on your legs, so, you know, they'll know if you leave your house when they didn't say you a prisoner in your own home. So, but one thing that you mentioned. You mentioned that what's going to happen to us as ordinary people is our standard of living is going to be taken, which we did not earn, which I would say that. And I'm talking in general terms. I'm not saying there's not people out there that's not going to work every day and working for what they have.
Right, right. That's not what Scotty's saying.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
That's not what Scotty is saying. We'll talk about it. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm talking about the overall system. But you know what, though? I'm looking at, if that do happen, it's not really going to have an impact on me, because you know, we not living high on the hog here. You don't see me posting pictures, oh, I went to Cancun this weekend, or I went to the basketball game weekend, or out my $100,000 ride. No, I'm not living like that. Those are the people that's going to be most impacted.
Oof. Yeah, exactly, Scotty. Exactly. Because anytime you make a deal, because the enslavement goes and is multifaceted. They imprison you and enslave you by their overall stealing of your energy and your labor. They do it in multiple ways. They do it by, you know, the prison industrial complex and by the banking complex. The prison and banking, by you having cash, you're imprisoned. Your energy is being kidnapped. Your energy is being kidnapped. And what Scotty's talking about, you didn't deserve this standard of living, is that he's saying that the dollar has been artificially propped up on someone else's back, meaning that someone else in some other sweatshop has been giving up working hours and hours, only getting paid a quarter, a nickel, a dime per hour, so that you could have the quality of life and standard of living that you didn't deserve, because that's the game and the facade. That's what he means. He's not saying you didn't earn, but what he's saying is that your quality of life and your standard of living has been a facade and has actually been as part of the slave enslavement, and actually has been a part of the burden of other people around the world, because the U.S. has been shoving its debt down people's throats so its dollar can remain high and have a high purchasing power when it doesn't deserve it. And this is what they're going to do. They got the whole world starting to hate the United States. And when they hate the United States, ladies and gentlemen, they hate the players, not the game. And they see you as a player because you own things. And those that control things put into position your ownership. Sounds good, but it's worse than cancer. So very, very true. That's what Scotty was saying. Your standard of living, you don't deserve. I say that all the time as well. The standard of living that you have, you don't deserve. You do not deserve, from the standpoint of being inside of the overall economic system,
because the system is never going to give you anything that's in your best interest. It's always going to steal, but it's going to deceptively steal things from you so that you won't notice, so that you'll surrender it. And it's done by enslavement. So this is huge. This blueprint is going to be followed. It's going to be followed for Palestine. It's going to then go to Syria. It's then going to go to Yemen. It's then going to, for the crimes in Yemen. Then it's going to go for the crimes in Africa. Then it's going to go for the crime in the Eurasian nation. Then it's going to go for the crimes in South America. Then it's going to go for the crimes in Asia. Then it's going to go for the crimes in the streets of the United States. This is the fulfillment of the purge. And this is how you get the states untied, from the United States to the untied states. And this is how things go into receivership. There's going to be retribution that has to be paid. And how are they going to pay it, ladies and gentlemen? They're going to pay it in some of its assets, are going to be controlled by other people, but its overall population's energy workforce is going to be galvanized and bonded as a commodity for payment for war reparations and crimes against humanity. Just imagine the case that the world is going to bring against the corporation of the United States of America. And just like every other corporation, I said to our over the weekend, I said, have you ever noticed that we're in a private meeting? I said, have you ever noticed that when companies commit different crimes and atrocities throughout the world, the companies get a fine? Well, maybe some of their participants management level go to jail, but the company recovers. You know why that is, ladies and gentlemen? Because the company is in control. It doesn't own anything. Huge, huge, huge. We have to understand it and how this works, for how this can work for us. So this is going to be perpetuated. They're actually going to, Mexico is going to, this is going to grow. Iran is going to move from here, from Palestine, is going to move to other different things. And then other countries are going to jump in. And then there's going to be a consortium of countries. And I wouldn't be surprised if it won't be the BRIC nations or a consortium of nations that have not been put together, and they don't have an acronym as of yet. But that acronym may be something like, I don't know what it's going to be. It will be something, and it's going to be made up of nations. And then what they're going to say is that they're going to sanction the United States and all of its goods, all of its economic power, and all of its assets will have to go into pay reparations for its crimes against, and they're going to come up with the list of crimes that the U.S. will be guilty for. And that's where they will get the everyday person that owns things here. Because your ownership is based in the corporation of the United States. The corporation allows its overall citizenry or its management or its human resource to own the investments or the momentum, the economic momentum of the corporation, where the corporation controls it. It's a deviant, deviant plan. And it's been working for a very, very long time. It's time that it doesn't work against you. And this is going to come as a surprise to many, many people here. This has been replayed over and over throughout human history, that the indigenous people lost the land that was their birthright, and they lost that birthright because they had to start to work for the corporation that took control of it. Very, very important that we see what's going on here and properly prepare ourselves for it.
because this is going to continue to grow. As I was saying, Mexico is going to seize, is talking about seizing. If they're talking about seizing, they've already put everything in place at the appropriate time. The only thing that they're waiting for is for the appropriate signal to go. And where's that appropriate signal? And they won't be able to say, and this is what will happen. The companies will move whatever they want to move there, but they're going to leave something there for to be stolen so that they can leverage that in the future. Oh, man, this is such a deviant game. Such a deviant game. And because this is going to lead to further receivership, you need to know. We got another caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, out of Colorado Springs. Area code 719. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave, it's L.A. Ramon. What's up, man?
L.A. Ramon, what's up, brother? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just enjoying this Oklahoma weather. I'm still out here. So, what's
nice,
up, Scotty? How you
nice
doing,
day?
Sir? It's beautiful, man. I'm loving it. How you doing, Scotty?
He hears you.
Hey,
guy.
What's
he,
up,
he's
L.A.?
Got his line.
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
All right, bro.
That's good to hear that. No, I just called and checking in as you asked us to do, you know, so didn't know if you wanted to ask me something about it, but you asked us to.
No, I just wanted to say, man, thanks for being a part of the weekend, and it was a pleasure finally to meet you, and looking forward to, you know, it's so cool that you can finally, you know, meet the people that you talk to from time to time. And it was an extreme pleasure meeting you. And there were some well wishes and some deep regards that were sent to you. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
and it was a pleasure meeting you, brother. And I just want to thank you for taking out of your time because I know, you know, you're like me as a business owner, man. The weekends, we don't have any time to do things. You know what I mean? It's got to be worth our while because it's so important. But I know it was worth your while from just seeing your reaction and hearing the questions that you asked. So I just wanted to thank you, brother, for being a part of it.
Well, thank you, too. And just wanted to say, hey, you know, I appreciate and love being a part of the BTR family and, you know, one of the Tando family members as well. And just want to let Scotty know, Scotty, you got a real solid brother there, you know, and I see how y'all two connect because I haven't met you yet, but I can hear through your voice. You got a solid guy there. And the program, I would encourage anybody, if Dave them decides to come to your city, I would show up. And I appreciate y'all letting me say that, and I'm meeting the line.
Yeah, and you know what, Ramon, we definitely going to come your way, and then, you know, also you being a part of it all, because it's something collective that we all have to do together. And did you get? I'm going to send you a number, and you know
okay.
What that number is for.
Okay.
You have an idea, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
The contact. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna send you the contact. So I'm gonna send you that after Tando Radio Show, brother.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Hey, Ramon, much
yes,
love,
sir.
Much respect, man. It was really good just to sit down with you for the short minutes, but it was like I thought. It was like we never not known each other.
Yes, sir. It was like meeting a brother that I never knew was there, and the spirits was kindred, you know. So I really appreciate y'all. And tell Miss Daphne, I said I appreciated her, and her spirit was so beautiful, so.
Definitely, definitely. She was the one that sent the regards. All right, brother. Much love,
okay.
Much respect, and we'll stay in contact. Hit me up. I'm gonna send that to you, and then hit me up tomorrow, Ramon, too. Okay. If you
okay.
need some. All right,
okay.
brother.
Great.
All right, we gotta get ready to get out of here. I just wanted to say, man, listen, there is a receivership that's going on in the United States. You need to appropriately protect yourself, and there is ways to do it. So continue to listen to Tando Radio Show. Continue to engage. We're going to – I need to catch with Hassan because one of the first places that we wanted to go was we needed to go to Seattle Then we want to go a couple of other places. We want to hit Atlanta. We want to hit Jersey. We'll hit Jersey. We're going to hit a couple of other places. So we need to get close to you. So just if you would like for us to come, you know, send me a message, and then we can start to work on that and facilitate that and get that together. And we will share with you in the proceeds from what's generated from that. And believe me, the people will appreciate it. So much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give one away. Now you know why I say it. Make sure you donate it. Much love, much respect. Talk to you soon. Peace.